Everybody should have the injury report. Had a good workout today. Getting ready for the 49ers. We'll open it up for questions. I thought he looked good today. I think anytime you have a starter out, it can be problematic, but the rest of the players have to carry the load. But it would be good to potentially have him back this week. Well, I think, you see a team that, again, just getting started. I think they've made a change of quarterback. We're kind of looking at him a little bit more in depth. We saw him last year both in practice and in a preseason game as well as, from the New England film and a little bit at the end of this past game. See a really good running back in Carlos Hyde. I think they've had an influx of offensive linemen in there. I thought Beathard played pretty good for them once they made that change. Looks like they're making another change. They've got real speedy guys at wide receiver, and particularly a good one. Defensively, I think they're talented up front. They've got some first-round picks up there. That's kind of how I see them, right now, kind of a rough draft of them.
John, during that week in Foxborough last year, what types of things left an impression on you about Garoppolo?
I think in that setting, you get to mingle with him some. I think, he's was held in high regard there amongst their coaches and amongst their organization. There's been, trade talks, for some time since that time. Obviously, San Francisco pulled the trigger on it. But, real positive things. And, from ability-wise, he's an accurate passer. He's got decent mobility. He's a smart guy. I think to play in that offense and be exposed and, be around Tom for any length of time, I think, he's got a good background in the league.
Was he on your radar after last season ended, knowing he was going into the final year of his contract in New England?
I think, anybody that's got somewhat potential is always on the radar. We're always looking to improve. So, nothing probably above anybody else in the league. But, we look at players as what we do.
What do you remember about Solomon Thomas from the pre-draft process when you guys met with him?
We met with him, really liked him, great young guy, really well thought of, a good teammate, intelligent. He had good bursts off the edge. He had good speed to track, players down, as a big guy. We thought very, very highly of him.
Yeah, is there any way to kind of predict anticipate what a Garoppolo offense with San Francisco will be as compared to Beathard or any other quarterback?
I don't think they're going to reinvent the wheel, in a week. I'm sure, they've just been trying to get him up to speed in their offense, their terminology. It is different, kind of knowing both offensive pedigrees. I think, I don't know where he is in that development, other than I know he's smart. We kind of expect what they've been doing and nothing too far off of that radar.
In that regard, you consider it an advantage or an opportunity for you defensively against a player making his first start for a team?
That's hard to predict. I just know that that's a choice they've made. So, we've got to adjust to it.
Trey McBride played a lot last week. What went into your decision to release him the other day?
Just kind of churning the roster. We've got a roster spot available. We don't know exactly what we're doing with it yet. We have some options. When we make that move, we'll let you guys know. Just change up, play some other guys. We get Josh Bellamy back, who missed last week, I think is a big factor as well.
Those of us who were on Monday, we heard the argument in the hallway. Was he involved with that, and did that also play into the decision of letting McBride go?
Yeah, I don't know what's heard or not heard. I didn't hear it, but I can just say that happens on the sideline, that happens in meetings, that happens all the time. I just think that room is closer to y'all than I probably would have designed. But that's par for the course in football. It's not the first argument I've ever experienced. I don't get into that. That's stuff that we do behind those walls. That's why the walls are there.
John, can you see a bit of your own team reflected in this 49ers group, just the stages where you're at and rebuilding?
That's hard to say. You know, I think, you know, there's some comparables, you know. Obviously, a young quarterback, you know, they've played a couple of them. They brought in Hoyer earlier, who, you know, we were familiar with, and then, you know, went to CJ, and then, you know, now to Garoppolo. So from that standpoint, a little bit, yeah, I'd say yes.
Thank you.